Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us. You need to get to Chicago Shakespeare Theater and see Judgment Day. It's a world premiere comedy starring Jason Alexander. Jason, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So this sleazy lawyer that you play, I would imagine in real life you've dealt with a few of them, right?
You know, considering the number of unsavory people I have had to portray in my career, I don't think I've actually had to deal with that many, and certainly not in the legal field. I've been very lucky. Most of the people I interact with are just lovely people.
So tell everyone about this character that you portray so well. I've only seen some rehearsal tape, and I have a few questions, but explain the character to the audience that's listening right now.
Yeah, so Judgment Day is actually a surprising comedy in that it has elements that are very broad and elements that are very heartfelt. The character of Sammy Campo is a unabashedly underhanded, duplicitous, do-anything-it-takes-to-win kind of lawyer. He's not a good guy. He revels in the fact that he's not a good guy. And I give nothing away by telling you within the first few seconds of the play, he has a near-death experience in which he learns that he has very little time to turn this all around or he's going to go to hell. And he doesn't actually have to become a good person, but he has to do as many good things as he can. So the play becomes a show about a terrible person attempting to do good things and what happens to him when he tries.
What I love about watching you in film, on TV, on stage, which really is your home, is your physical comedy. Is that something that's blocked out, or do you encompass the character so well that that just comes natural?
Oh, well, thanks. You know, I find when I can, when a character is not essentially something that I inhabit just standing there, I try and figure out, well, like, if I were a casting director, who would I cast in this role? Like, who's the prototype for this guy? And oftentimes, if I can do that successfully, I kind of try to do, I allow myself to do a little imitation of that person as a way in defining the body of a new character or the voice of a new character. And that was certainly true all those years on Seinfeld. I initially thought my George character was a kind of a Woody Allen guy, and then eventually, from hanging out with Larry David, I realized that Larry was using George as a kind of an avatar for his own experiences, and I started using Larry as my physical and vocal idea of what George would be like. So that's sort of the how I make the sausage answer to your question, and then the rest of it just sort of gets. It's a combination of what the other characters and actors contribute and how we find ourselves responding to each other and the directorial input. So there's a lot of ingredients go in the sauce. But initially, yeah, I try and figure out who would be a really good version of this guy. And then I start modeling after them.
I love that. So we know your voice now because we're listening to you. It sounds a lot like the voice that you used on Seinfeld. But the voice that you're using in this performance of Judgment Day, I understand that you've changed it somehow. What does that sound like?
Well, if I have to snap right into it, it takes me a while to warm into it, Lisa, but eventually I get there rather quickly. It turns out to be a suburb of Chicago. Very specifically, it's an area called Arlington Heights that seems to have most of what I'm trying to do. But, you know, I've also sort of tried to make it a sort of street pug version of somebody in Arlington Heights. So I wouldn't pull out my sword and say everyone from Arlington Heights sounds like my dubious little character.
Well, you know, Sebastian Maniscalco is from Arlington Heights. You know that comedian?
Oh, yeah.
He takes it in a whole nother direction. I think he's more Southside Chicago. But what brought you to Chicago? Was it the role or was it the people you're working with?
It's always a combination. I mean, the role is really delicious. It's there's a lot of challenges. There's a lot to do, and there's a lot of fun. The author, Rob Ulin, is a friend of mine. And so I was inclined to, you know, to greet his work with a friendly eye. And I became really intrigued when our director, Moritz von Stulpnagel, and that's not easy to say, by the way.
I wasn't bringing up that name because I've read it a million times. I'm like, I wouldn't even attempt it.
Yeah, no, once you get it, you got it. So Moritz is just a wonderful director whose work I've really enjoyed. And so the combination of all of it was what was intriguing. I have to say, prior to my time here doing this play, I didn't really know Chicago very well. I'd spent very little time here. I certainly did not know the Shakespeare Theater. And all of it, and I'm not just saying it because I'm talking to you, all of it has been an absolute delight. I am so enjoying Chicago. It is just a glorious city. It's beautiful. It's interesting. It's just a pleasure to be here. And working on Navy Pier, the staff of the Chicago Shakes, from Ed Hall, who's the artistic director, all the way down to our stage crew, they are just wonderful hosts. They're lovely people, and they're making this a pleasure. And on top of that, I have the most delightful group of actors to play with. That it is a sheer absolute joy to do this for everybody.
Oh, that's lovely. Jason Alexander is with us. It's Judgment Day at Chicago Shakespeare Theater. Tickets are available at chicagoshakes.com. Was there a misconception that you held about Chicago that you now have let go of since you've spent more time here?
Well, I will tell you, I got here to start rehearsals in late March, and it felt like the middle of January on my worst day growing up in New Jersey. So the misconception that Chicago winters are brutal, I wasn't even here in winter, and it was still brutal.
Yeah, we do that very well.
No, you know, it's so funny. Everybody I know who either grew up here or has spent a good amount of time here always comes to L.A. or New York, wherever I am, and they say, oh, yeah, this is good, but Chicago, man, Chicago's the town. And I begin to understand. It has so much of what New York has to offer, and yet, you know, it's a little cleaner. It's not as overcrowded. There's this beautiful body of water sitting right outside the window. I like the vibe of this town, and I didn't know that I would be that warmed by it.
But I understand that your heart is really wherever your grandchild is.
Oh, that's so true. That's the only downside of this is that I have an 18-month-old grandson, and I'm missing about 3 or 4 months of time with him. And at that age, that he'll be a whole different person by the time I get back. So, you know, we're doing the Zoom thing and the FaceTime thing, but it is the big sacrifice of being out of town.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you. Thanks. You've been doing so much media. We appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll be out to see you, and we hope everyone else grabs tickets as well.
Come on out. We're having a good time.
Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
I love that. He's a grandpa now. George Costanza's a grandpa. That's who holds his heart. It's called Judgment Day. Go to chicagoshakes.com if you want tickets. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent. WGN.